You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
The Skin Tones have created their own brand of punk-infused rock and roll. And now, after 25 years, four albums, and more performances than they can ever remember, the Skin Tones' new goal is the 30-year mark.
Yeah!
The Skin Tones continue their silver celebration year with a flurry of shows coming up in October, and a few gallons are still in the tank for these guys. On the phone with us is singer, guitarist, and songwriter Peter Ress, and in the studio with us is drummer Tony Leskinen. Pete, Tony, welcome back to Masking Radio.
Thank you, Rocker.
Hey.
Hey, there we got him.
We have him.
Nice job, right. Jane. Nice job. Well, I tracked it down.
I officially stalled enough time to get him on the phone.
Yeah, you did.
What? You know, my contract stipulates that I was to be flown in on a PJ, but, you know.
You're one of those.
We're still waiting for the funds on that one.
Yeah.
The Skin Tones were formed from the ashes of dysfunctional bands to make it 25 years now. How is 25 years even possible?
I'd like to say patience, Tony, but I don't think that's it. I think being able to control... you know, you have to decide. Everybody has their own vision of what the band is to them and what it should be. But in reality, you've got to take your vision and be able to mold it for whoever else is in the band and make it a vision for a group. And that's tough.
But we figured
out. We figured out a formula to make sure everybody has a vote. And it's tough with the three piece because.
Oh.
Two votes beats out the last guy. But Pete, what do you think about that?
Truth to that. I mean, part of it is the secret to longevity. It really comes down to chemistry, like Tony was saying. And, you know, before Tony and I met, we had both had in our different bands. What was the word you used, Rocker? Oh, dysfunctional. Yeah, there was a lot of dysfunction back in the day. But Tony and I, you know, right off the bat, we're like, look, man, we clocked each other. You know, I was like, man, this guy is sick. I'm like, he's the sickest drummer I've ever played with. And I put thousands and thousands of hours into this. I've been doing this since I was 16. So, you know, we connected on that level. And for guys that are built like Tony, me, guys and gals, you know, music is everything. We don't really choose this. It's just part of who we are.
Yeah, it's hard to let that go.
Well, it's, again, it's like finding kryptonite by magic. And I feel so bad for so many of the musicians that I've known, you know, year in and year out. I see them and it's just like, you know, you get five people together and then things are going great, you know. And then all of a sudden, one person, boom, I'm out. Yep. I got a drug problem.
Who's going to ruin this? Which one of us is going to ruin this?
I think it's too late to be ruined.
Everybody look to the right. It's that guy.
You're 25 years in now, so you're doing great. So what do you think the Skin Tones are about now?
Tony, I'll throw it to you first.
All right. Right now, the formula is that everybody's got to be actively writing the songs, the lyric, and then everybody's got to sing. Everybody absolutely has to have a mic in front of them. And so for the last, especially, I want to say 15 years, Pete writes the majority of the lyrics, but he always says, Tony, here, this is your verse, write it, come back next time, have a verse, have a melody. And so you're on your toes, not because you're forced to do it. It's a collaborative thing.
But you're the drummer.
Here's your window.
Drumming and singing is not easy.
Well, it took 25 years to learn how to do it.
I can't.
Rocker's not there yet.
I have 5 years left to get it done properly.
My jaw does not move while I play drums. It's just impossible.
Okay.
I don't know how you can do it. Well, Tony, now you played with Mad Trucker Gone Mad. Pete, you were in Mind Docs, and the band once even featured Darwin Sampson on drums.
He was on drums. Bass. No. He played drums.
Gavin LaFerre, he was on bass. He's on bass and vocals now in the band. Was he in 715? Is that the same?
Absolutely. And he is super talented. He's also an amazing sound engineer. He really keeps us honest. Like, he's a realist in the sense of the word that he does not let it get too fanciful. He says, you guys are way off base here. And he reels us in. And he's been in the band over 15 years. So, I mean, I consider... He's our longest tenured bass player. We've had three.
Wow. And tenure is the word, right?
First tenured, player, yeah. First
player, yes, he cannot be fired. Know, we've already tried.
He has to leave. Second, administrative action has to be taken. And third, yeah, tenured, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's been with us the longest. But it even goes back further than that, because Gavin has been a part of the Skin Tones family since the very first album. Because Travis Kasperbauer, who produced us, Travis was teaching at the late, great Madison Media Institute. And Travis, you know, he's one of the sickest engineers out there. And, you know, he's currently out in San Francisco working, you know, with the greats. But he produced our... and engineered our very first debut full length on Crustacean, and then he came back for our third, This Is Science, and then, you know, weasel that he is, we would leave the studio that night, he would start recording guitar tracks, he'd come back the next day, he's like, hey, I put this part down, what do you think?
Sneaky.
You just made the song better, and you worked your way into the trio. And like I said, our founding principles, like Tony said, hey, everybody writes, everybody sings. Uh-huh. This is a trio. We don't have, there's no fourth member, but he found a way in, but he was the one and only one.
Nice.
And that door is closed. It opened closed, even to him, and he knows that now.
Well, you mentioned Crustacean, and you've got four albums, but there's a new one. Yay, you guys. A new one in the works for 2026. What can either of you or both of you tell us about what we can expect from this new album?
And then you can wrap up. I just want to jump in first.
Yeah, go for it, Pete. Go for it, Pete.
So first of all, I just have to do a little bit of correction here.
Uh-oh.
And I have a bit of announcement. The Skin Tones may have made their last album. What? You say? Last album. it was Gavin, and that's what I wanted to underline what Tony said about Gavin. Is, you know, I like to say that I'm a theoretical pessimist but a realistical optimist. Well, with Gavin, no, it's all theory, it's all practice. He is a pessimist, and that's why, like what Tony says, he keeps us honest and straight. And I appreciate that kind of directness. We don't like to BS around things. You know, we serve the gods of music, not each other's egos, and we're big enough to deal with that. But Gavin brought this up to me, and I was resistant. I'm a Gen Xer, right? So I grew up with albums and CDs, right? So I always thought musically in terms of albums. But, you know, time goes by, things change. And so when he suggested, and it was a very exhaustive process, coming to collect, we put a lot of work into that album. We forgot, shit, no wonder we didn't put out a record in all these years, because it's a lot of work. But today, Gavin's like, you know, we should just maybe put out singles. And I'm thinking, cyclically, music kind of used to be that way in the
50s. Yeah, it's true.
A band would put out like an A side, right? And a B side.
Yep.
And in today, with social media and the shortened attention spans, I think it's almost a lot to ask a listener, right? To listen to, I'm going to listen to your whole album. Oh my God. You know what I mean? It seems like such a task. But if, you know, I think we're going to try to keep it fresh by doing singles, A-sides and B-sides. So technically, our first release of 2026 will be two pairs of singles. And if, whatever we want to call that, EP, A-side, B-side, but it's a new approach. And I think
digital 45.
There you go.
To look at it, to kind of grab it while it's fresh, not overthink it, not overproduce it, and just kind of get it out there and move on to the next one.
Nice.
I've accumulated.
Well, we only have a few minutes. We only have a few minutes. I want to make sure we talk about your shows. The Skin Tones are playing a flurry of shows this fall. Saturday, October 11th at the Mad Farm Moto and Music Halloween Bash at the Party Barn on Highway 14 in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. And you have more shows coming up in October, November. October 17th at Studio 301 in Portage. And then back to the Mad City at the Gamma Ray Bar on November 15th. How can we download your music and keep up with the Skin Tones online?
We're on every streaming platform, Spotify, iTunes. All the albums are on there. There's remixes of the two singles we put out off our last record coming to collect. And those singles are...
YouTube remixed
and kind of upgraded.
And it's all free, he said.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's all free, the Skin Tones. Make sure you go see him in Madison. Coming up, Gamma Ray Bar, November 15th, and the Mad Moto Farm. I can't even say that one. Mad Farm Moto.
There will be photographs there as well.
There will be photographs.
Very cool.
Photos at the Moto. Okay.
Well, let's check out one of the songs from Coming to Collect from 2023 on Crustacean Records. This is the Skin Tones, Salt and Sugar. You're listening to Maxine Radio. We are
Sugar and
Sugar
Salt.
And salt.
Local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.